Well, I'm sure you've heard of him by now. His name is Michael Brewer. He's a two-time baseball dream team athlete, two-time basketball dream team athlete as well. But we're here to talk about the baseball side of things. Michael Brewer of the Hillsboro Hawks, welcome on to your dream team interview. How does it feel to keep on keeping on with this dream team thing?
It feels pretty good. All the work that I put in the winter and the summertime, it's been starting to pay off lately.
I mean, we're talking about an athlete in yourself that continues to put up impressive numbers on the court and on the baseball field as well. 35 and two-thirds innings pitched this year, 52 strikeouts, a 3.73 ERA. You're able to do it with a bat as well, hitting .429, got two home runs, 20 RBIs, 20 runs scored, have even gotten four triples. So you really do a good job of just filling up just about every single stat category. Is that a goal for you going into each and every baseball season, is just to keep adding more to the totals in each category?
Oh, yeah. I try doing the best that I can and everything I can.
And this 3.73 ERA, 52 strikeouts, is that something you're pleased with, or are you striving to do a little bit better? And how do you go about doing that?
You know, I started out last season, it went high. I let up a lot of runs at the beginning of the season. So I had to work really hard the last midway and the end of the season and get it down. So I'd like to be at lower, but it was good from what I started and what I ended at.
Did you ever keep track of maybe your fastest pitch this year, maybe your slowest pitch kind of thing?
I hit 90, I think.
All right, and I can't remember. You feature, a fastball, changeup, slider? Is that what it is?
Fastball, changeup, curveball.
Curveball, that's what it is. Okay. What's the coach that's been sort of helping you develop as a pitcher and was able to help you kind of right the ship, if you will, this season?
In the offspring, I went up to a pitching coach up in the city, Lance Sherman. He really helped me out a lot. And then last year, my summer coach, Mark Baker, he was really good for me too.
Oh, what's sort of the running theme with those gentlemen? How do they go about, what's their sort of approach to helping you get a little bit better with that arm of yours?
Strikes, a lot of strikes.
What about strength and building up your strength? Do they focus more on your core, your legs, your arm? What's their strategy for you?
Usually about everything. They want you to do a lot of long toss. It strengthens your arm.
You're going to be a senior next year, and I know you're with these two dream teams on baseball and on basketball as well. I imagine that you've kind of started to develop a leadership quality about you. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah. Yes.
What are some things that you like to do as a leader of a team?
I just really like when I'm being looked up at people, or like when people follow what I do and they expect me to be the first one there, expect me to be the last one to leave.
Now, again, just a junior, sophomore dream teamer for baseball as well last year. Who are some guys that are no longer there, or maybe even guys that are still there on the baseball team that have sort of helped you develop that leadership quality, if you will?
Austin Fleming and Tyler Egerson, they really helped me out on the baseball field. And you got on the basketball court, you got Gavin. He helped me out a lot. Showed me the ways around there.
And when it comes to the baseball side of things, I sort of threw out some stats for you. Two home runs, 20 RBIs, four triples, a .429 batting average, .750 slugging. In terms of that aspect of your game, is that something you focus on more than pitching, or do you try to find a balance there?
In the off season, I usually do more pitching because it's like colder. You can't really go out and hit much, and we don't have a cage or a house or anywhere really close. So I focus more on pitching during the winter and then hitting more during the summer. I'll just hit off the tee occasionally and soft toss and BP a lot.
All right, very well. What's one final question for you, Michael? What's sort of your focus heading into next season? What are some things you hope to get better at before next spring?
I hope to get my strikes more down, less balls, I should say. And then hit for a little bit more power. I like a little bit more home runs next year.
All right. Well, you certainly got the size for it. Michael, congratulations again on another Dream Team selection. Well-deserved, and we look forward to next year.
Thank you.